Hey, welcome to Intentional Living Center. Dr. Randy here, live in our center today from our studio, along with our team, and we're loving on you for the next 28 minutes in Jesus' name, as it has to do with how you and I could live our lives in the middle of the chaos and the mess of the world in which we live today. If you want to rise above this and breathe some fresh air, spiritually and otherwise, it's going to take a life of intentional living in Christ. And we're here to talk about that in terms of a marriage and in terms of your faith. Listen, one of the key points of a strong marriage is when two people can agree on the value systems, the things that are most important when it comes to the relationship, let's say, with the kids and how to raise kids, the roles in the marriage, how to deal with our values, how to deal with issues of opposite sex friendships, and just the values. And when there's a lack of agreement in a marriage, it can be so damaging, and especially when it comes to the foundation of our faith. Two people in a marriage not believing the same thing when it comes to what the Bible teaches, or if there's even a God, or you know, disputing over different things, can create a real problem. And you all know that. That's why the Bible says don't be unequally yoked together. Maybe you are today. So that's not the opportunity to throw in the towel and walk away, but it is an opportunity to say, okay, need some help, got to get working on this. We may never get totally on the same page, but how do I work through this process? I'll tell you what we're going to do. We got some callers ready to share with you, and we're going to open the phone lines right now to you. And I'd love to have some of you call who would just share with us humbly what God did in your life to help you and your spouse work toward getting on the same page. One thing that helped the two of you to at least start moving in that healthy direction. Or if you have a question, maybe you're hurting today and you just need someone to listen, pray with you, give you encouragement, I'm here to do that. Phone line is open for you. 888-888-1717. Love to hear from you. Let's get started with Betty from Arizona. Betty, welcome to the show. What's your comment for us?
Well, I just wanted to share that my husband and I have been married for 26 years. Mm-hmm. And back in the beginning, I was a Christian, but not really walking out my faith. And my husband didn't have much of a faith at all. Hmm. So as my faith began to grow and I really began to follow God, of course I wanted my husband to come along with me. But I used to just really just tell him all the time, oh, you need to do this, you need to do that, and just really almost beat him over the head with it because I wanted it so badly.
You were kind of like the Holy Spirit's assistant.
Oh, my gosh. I have a friend who woke me up because she's from Massachusetts, and she told me, now, Betty, don't try to be Holy Ghost Junior.
There you go.
And so what I learned was, through my reading of the scripture, I was really convicted that, yes, we're not meant to try to win them by words, but by our actions.
Yeah.
And so I just let him see my love for Christ. I let him see how much I loved Jesus Christ, and mm-hmm. he wanted what I had in the end. And the best part of the story is after 26 years, okay, this will make me cry. All last right. year, he accepted Jesus Christ as his Savior.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. So my point in calling is to tell people, don't give up, but just keep your eyes on Christ. Keep your eyes on Jesus Christ and not on your husband, but on Christ. And a friend gave me a scripture a long time ago. It was Acts 26:18. It says, I'm sending you to open their eyes and turn them from the darkness to the light and from the power of Satan to God, so they can have forgiveness of sins and a place among those who are sanctified by faith in
me. Wow.
That's a great scripture. And, you know, for a long time I thought, well, it's not me he's sending. You know, and I used to pray that it would be one of his friends or somebody else. And would you believe that in the end, it was me?
Mm-hmm. Hey, listen, Betty, what a great way to start the show today. Appreciate you taking time in Arizona to call, share your story. And did you hear what she said, 26 years? He said, I've been praying 15 years, 26 years. Hey, listen, she gave you some real wisdom there. You and I are not the Holy Spirit for anybody. God sent the Holy Spirit to move in the hearts of people. He draws people to himself. Our job is to live our lives intentionally in him, pray for those that we love, and not to try to play the junior Holy Spirit in the lives of people. It's especially in our spouse's life. All right. One thing you've done, maybe you got a question, you're not on the same page spiritually. Listen, there are five things that I'm going to be teaching at the conferences this year when it has to do with marriage. Five things that get us off track. And number two on that list is the lack of agreement. And I'm talking about values, money, parenting, roles in the marriage, friendships outside of marriage, and so on. But one of the keys of this lack of agreement is in the area of faith. When we're not on the same page with our faith, it creates tension. Here, one of the things I've seen over the years of counseling and working with people is while opposites attract, it's the similarities that tend to hold us together. It's our agreement about the things that really matter, even though it may be exciting to be with a person that has, you know, sees life differently and it's creative and so on. But when it gets to the key areas of our faith and our belief and how we relate to each other in marriage, our faith matters. So today, and by the way, that's a warning to those of you who are dating or thinking about getting married. Listen, as you hear the stories of people who have gone down the path of saying, well, it'll work out later with this faith thing. Well, it may not. And it does sometimes, oftentimes it doesn't. Those of us in a marriage today, and maybe for you, you're struggling because you're not on the same page, there's hope for you. There's hope today and there's help. So stay tuned. You can join us. 888-888-1717 is the number. Maybe you want to share a story of what God has been doing in your life, in your marriage, something that you've learned or part of the journey that will help others. 888-888-1717. I think Donovan's going to do that. Welcome to the show, Donovan. What's your perspective on this?
Well, first of all, I just wanted to send a huge shout out to all the ladies fighting for their men. From the perspective of me being a loser and a guy that is not that obedient to God when I was younger, and then from the opposite spectrum of a wife that is fighting for your man, like my wife did, you know, I'm so appreciative of her never giving up on me. And there's a lot of times when I made a lot of dumb mistakes and I was stubborn and I felt like I knew what was better for me. Because I was lost, there was a lot of things that I was going through that I couldn't see or recognize, and I was too prideful to admit to my faults. But my wife knew what my potential was, and she saw that all the way from the get-go, and she never gave up on me. And I'm so appreciative to that day, because there was moments where I said some, you know, things that I shouldn't have said, and, you know, that I wasn't as kind as I should have been, you know, in certain moments. But yet she loved me and she helped me through all of that. So if you're going through that as a wife, you know, I just want to say thank you for doing that, because us men need it. In this day and age, there's a lot of things that we're dealing with, you know, social media, you know, political issues, you know, people going through a lot of trauma. Left and right, you know, there's a lot of dependency that people are going through, alcoholism, drug abuse, just unresolved trauma in general. And, you know, we're trying to navigate all of that. And sometimes, you know, as men, it takes us a lot longer to get through that process. And in some cases, you know, it takes a lifetime. So my journey, my healing wasn't overnight. I'll tell you that. It was years in the making. But just the persistence of my wife never giving up on me, praying for me, you know, believing in the victory that God was going to have over our marriage, and then her, you know, guarding me and pursuing me when I couldn't understand that's what I needed. So if you're going through that, just speaking from my personal experience, you know, that there's men out there that don't realize they need it, but they do need it. And I was one of those.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
I'm convinced that one of the reasons we see a lot of sorry old people is because we collect all of this garbage year after year after year. don't deal with the little things in our life, and then all of a sudden we turn 70 or 80 or whatever, and it's just like it's hanging off of us like Velcro, sticking to us, because we've carried all of these little things through all of these years.
Excerpt from the lesson for September, our master class, and I've titled this month, When the Small Things in Life Just Aren't That Small. They ain't that small, and they can bite you big time. You know, I'm a big time thinker. I love to think big, and, you know, big ideas, you know, what's next? What is God doing? What should we be doing? What can we do as a ministry? How can we reach more people? You know, and I think of that in terms of our lives as well. How can we have our marriage and our kids and whatever work so well? But, you know, it's in the little things. The devil's in the detail. The devil's in the detail. That little saying, you know, that really is a reminder. It's true. It's the little things where we need to put God in the details. Get the devil out and put God in the middle of those details. The little things, how we communicate with each other. Let me just say this. If you're not on the same page spiritually, guys, and I say it to guys because generally it's the guys, come on, you're going to pay for it. You may be tuning in the radio. You're not a follower of Christ. You're just listening. And you say, my wife gets all this stuff that you're talking about, but I struggle with it. I don't understand it. I don't like the people over there. They're kind of geeks anyway at the church. And here's a fact. To the extent that you can't appreciate, accept, support, stand with your wife or the opposite, your wife to the husband, when it comes to their faith, you're going to pay for it. Pay for it in lots of different ways. And we're not asking for people to be a phony. In fact, when I hear the stories of people who bait and switch, you know, they're quote Christian, they're involved in the church, and they want to get married. Oops, someone else jumps out of the box. That ain't good either. But let me just encourage you. Just be sensitive in terms of allowing God to do his work in your spouse's life. We're not the Holy Spirit. And appreciate the differences. But I would say to those of you who are maybe not walking with the Lord today, you're not a part of the faith of your spouse, to listen carefully and just open your heart enough. Maybe God will speak to you in some powerful way, even today, as we talk about these things. All right, you're welcome to join us. We're talking about the power of doing that next right one thing when it comes to faith. And by the way, that teaching is going to all of our members this month. When you join us today with your monthly support for the listener-supported ministry of Intentional Living, we'll make sure you receive that. Plus, off of my own bookshelf, I handpicked a book for you all who are joining the team this month, monthly, and it's Max Lucado's Outlive Your Life. It's a book about, well, just like the title suggests, how can we live a life we look back and say, I'm going to outlive my life. When I'm gone, I'm sending into the future those things that would have eternal benefit and impact. It's our gift to you when you join us for Intentional Living as a monthly member. Find out more by going to theintentionallife.com.
Hi, my name is Allison. My question is, my husband and I are both Christians, but he is very antisocial and he doesn't see the need to go to church together, or he doesn't really see a need to get involved in a community group or anything together. So I always end up going to church by myself. If he does go with me, he immediately wants to leave. And he doesn't try to connect with anybody. He's not very willing to do that with me either. I have a really hard time engaging him, and it's kind of pulling us apart. It's very frustrating because I think that that's extremely important in our relationship, and I can't get him to buy into that. I'd really like some advice as to how I can get him on board with being involved together at church and the importance of that. Thank you.
All right. Now, listen, I had a question, and that was left on our comment line, so Allison can't answer it. But I wonder if your husband is antisocial when he goes to the football game, the baseball game, or out with his friends. That would tell me a lot, because if he's antisocial at work, if he's antisocial, using that term, antisocial, kind of a generic term, withdrawn, in other settings, then it might be something that he wrestles with. He's just not comfortable around people. Those might be some things he needs to work on. On the other hand, If it just happens to show up on Sunday morning when you want to go to church, then that's another issue. That's a marriage issue. That's a lack of respect issue. Because you're saying, hey, 1 hour a week, this would be important to me in our marriage if we could sit together and be together, even if it's in the back row of the church. We don't have to go to the front row. Be in the back row. You don't have to raise your hands and worship. Just be with me. Be a part. And so I would say, again, it's just like I said a little bit ago, to the extent that we respect and support and stand with our spouse and can have some level of agreement in this most important area. If you're not a follower of Christ today and your spouse is, listen, guys, listen, ladies, that may be today the most important thing on their agenda is the relationship with Christ. It should be. And to the extent that you support them, love them, and encourage them, even though you may not buy it yourself, is going to make a big impact in terms of your relationship. Of course, we're here to say that, listen, God can make a radical change in your life. He's done it in my life. Andrew over there made a change in your life, and Stephen and the rest of our team. And we've seen it. We've seen marriages saved. We've seen lives radically altered as a result of coming to a relationship with Christ. So this deal of being in agreement is huge. It really is. All right. To the phones, Diana in Michigan. Hi, Diana. How are you doing today?
Hi, good afternoon. I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Fantastic. What part of Michigan are you calling from today?
Jackson, Michigan.
Oh, my hometown. Jackson, indeed. Well, how are things in Jackson today?
We had a great big downpour a little earlier this morning, but it's sunny now.
You know, I was in Michigan, unfortunately, for a funeral just a few weeks ago when I was in Jackson. Anytime I get to Jackson, I have to go down to the Jackson All-Star Dairy.
Yes.
I shouldn't. By the way, these are the ice cream cones. Steven, listen to me. These ice cream cones, you don't ask for two scoops, just one scoop, and it's huge. But I shouldn't be there at all. But anyway, that's all right. Talking about one thing in marriage, Diana, what do you want to share that's helped you guys be on the same page?
Well, I would say 100% praying together and being obedient to the Holy Spirit prompting in your life.
Mm. Has that been an ongoing,
so my husband,
ongoing in your marriage?
I would say in the last 3 to 4 years, the beginning of the pandemic, our daughter was ill, and I spent for many, many years all of my time and my energy praying and, you know, helping her fight for her life. Mm-hmm. And I came to a point where I felt the Holy Spirit tell me to pray for my husband. And so once I started praying for my husband and asking the Holy Spirit to work and move and to change me, my husband was just baptized 2 weeks ago at
Amen.
The Arbor Church. And it's just amazing. Our marriage is 100% completely restored.
Wow. What was it that brought him? What was it that brought him to the Lord?
I would say that he and I united in prayer for the spiritual battle that we were facing with our daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And in realizing what we were going through, we just united.
Amen.
And it didn't happen before. I believe it was God's timing that it happened now.
Mm. You know, I've done some lessons, Diana, and I talk about aha moments and oh no moments. And there's aha moments where you kind of get an awareness, you know, the Holy Spirit reveals something, or you read scripture, or you just something happens and it kind of get that aha moment. But sometimes the oh no moments, and it could be an illness, it could be a tragedy, any number of things that the Holy Spirit and God uses to draw us closer to Himself. And it
yeah.
sounds like that's kind of what you guys have been through the last few
yeah.
years.
And I just want to add, my daughter is healed. She had
Amen.
Severe OCD
wow.
and severe depression. She even went through ECT treatments. And you had someone several months ago talking about their daughter and that she was healed and off her medications and God restored her. And that's exactly what happened to my daughter. After hearing that lady, I changed my direction of prayer, added a few things, and she's healed.
Amen. It's something you heard it on the radio? You heard her story?
Yes. There was a mother that called in and talked about her daughter who had OCD and depression. And that's exactly what I was going through. And I saved the little recording of it, and I listened to it, and I would weep every time I heard her talk. She spoke words that felt like they were coming right from me. And now I can give the same testimony that God heals. God does heal.
Amen. Well, boy, I'm sure glad you called from Jackson today, Diana. You encouraged somebody listening that recorded what you just said is going to play it over and over and maybe weep and give God his due in their life and see a radical change for them as well.
Yes.
We Amen. Pass it along, yes. don't we? We pay it forward.
Yeah.
Diana, thank you for your call.
Thank you. God bless you.
He has, and thank you for your call.
Have you ever been so wrapped up in the big picture that you completely miss out on a crucial detail? Trust me, it happens. Sometimes the key to success lies in those tiny nuances that we tend to overlook. In Dr. Andy's teaching, When Small Things Aren't So Small, you'll learn four ways you can actually achieve success by diving into those seemingly insignificant issues beneath the surface. When you support Intentional Living with a monthly gift, we'll email you Dr. Randy's teaching, featuring a new topic each month, as well as a bonus teaching on various topics that will help you live an intentional life for Christ. And when you give right now, we have something special for you from Dr. Randy's bookshelf. Max Lucado's Outlive Your Life. You were made to make a difference. Max makes the book of Acts come alive and applies it to the 21st century. To receive this month's teaching and the book by Max Lucado, call 888-888-1717 today or visit theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Join Dr. Randy Carlson for laughter and inspiration at the Intentional Love Marriage Date Night.
On our first date, I took Donna to the football game. She leans over to me and says, Randy, my hands are cold. I say, why don't you sit on it? My goal is to help you see today that you can go from where you are today to love and respect.
Join Dr. Randy at the Intentional Love Marriage Date Night, Saturday, November 4th at 7 p.m. at New Beginnings Church in Albuquerque. Register now at theintentionallife.com.
Hey, and let me tell you what you're getting into when you come, okay? Listen, we're going to spend a couple hours, two and a half hours together, date night. Take your spouse, take your wife out to dinner, and then come on over to the events in Albuquerque. You say, well, I live far away. Well, come anyway, get a plane, come on and be a part of it. But I'll tell you what we're going to do. Tell some stories. We're going to laugh, learn some things, challenge you for one thing to take away for the night that you can apply in your marriage. But one of the things I'm going to focus on is the fact that in our marriages, it's so easy to get off track. It's kind of like a train getting off track. And sometimes it's a disaster, and sometimes it's just stuck, and sometimes it's on the track, but it's got something in front of it, and it keeps it from moving. It's kind of like a train. You can take a train that's not moving and put a little block of wood in front of it, and you can't get it going. The momentum is gone. The inertia takes over. And that happens in our relationships. And there's really five things I'm going to talk about that night, about the importance of having commitment. A wavering commitment is deadly to a marriage. You're either in or out of the game. You can't win unless you play. And so we're going to challenge those of you who are maybe just feeling like you're wavering a little bit, struggling with that commitment. We're going to talk about what does that mean, an approach you can take intentionally. And then the four things that will make a difference in your life is a lack of agreement. Listen, we just talked about that now. Values, money, parenting. You don't have agreement about roles. You don't have agreement about your faith. How do you get on the same page when it comes to a lack of agreement, problem solving in your marriage? Number three is ineffective communication. Big, huge area. We could spend the whole night on that one. Criticism kills. Research is clear. Number one killer of a marriage is criticism. How do you deal with better communication? Maybe you're emotionally blocked. Maybe you're not very communicative. You're not a good listener. Maybe you're defensive, or your spouse is, and you need some listening skill growth to help you resolve problems. Hijacked emotions can overtake this area of communication. We're going to give you the points that you can take intentionally to improve communication in your marriage. It'll help you in all areas of your life, your business, your kids, and everything. Poor habits? Wow. Social media, money, gambling, all that. And then unforgiveness. Big deal. Albuquerque, we just started the promotion officially this week. And I got a report this morning, we're already a third sold out. Gold Circle's gone. And so Albuquerque, New Mexico, Arizona listeners, others who want to come and be a part of this, it's going to be November 4th in Albuquerque. And I encourage you to look at your schedule, get that circled, get tickets. Go to theintentionallife.com. Theintentionallife.com is the phone number. All right. Do we have time for Tiffany? Can we, Tiffany on the line? Okay, I'll tell you what, let's hold Tiffany for the next show, because what we're going to do, we're wrapping up the show today, and we're going to stay here in the studio, however, because I want to get Tiffany on and those of you who are calling for tomorrow. So we'll get you lined up. We'll just, because we're here, let's record. We'll get this recorded, share your calls tomorrow so you can be a part of the Intentional Living program. On this topic of how to get on the same page with your faith, if you've been off track, what can you do? What steps have you taken? What's one thing that's helped you? Maybe you have a question for me. You can give us a call right now. The lines are open again at 888-888-1717. That's 888-888-1717 is the number. And I just want to say, I have a minute, so I want to take this last minute and just extend my personal word of appreciation to each of you who are faithfully and quietly praying for and supporting Intentional Living. You know, you give automatically every month, sacrificially, to say, I want to help someone else know Christ, someone come to Christ, a marriage be saved, a family encouraged, someone to, like you just heard that story. One of our callers who heard another caller played it over and over, and in the process changed how she responded, and her husband comes to Christ. You're a part of that. You're a part of that journey. Not only that one story, but thousands all around the country and around the world, those listening to our podcast. So I just want to say thank you for your support. Thank you for your prayers. If you'd like to know more about intentional living in a world in which we're living today that's so unintentional, and this resonates in your heart, take a look at theintentionallife.com. We're part of the Ministry of Family Life Radio and Family Life Media. We're supported because of your prayers and your support. We can do this. And so I say thanks to those of you who so sacrificially stand with us with your monthly support. Join us. I have that special book I want to send you by our friend Max Lucado, as well as our masterclass teaching every month. Again, at theintentionallife.com. Got to run. I'll see you again tomorrow. More on this same topic here at Intentional Living.